Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Harry Roy, Sophie Tucker, and Arthur Johnston. We'll take a musical trip to Honolulu and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 12th, marked the birth in 1900 in London, England, of Harry Lipman, better known as bandleader Harry Roy. After a visit to England by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Harry was inspired by Larry Shields' playing to take up the clarinet. Harry and his older brother Sid formed their first band, which they called the Darn Swells, and in 1927 made their first recordings as the Crichton Lyricals. In 1930, Harry assumed sole leadership of Harry Roy and his dance orchestra with Sid as manager. In 1933, the band was booked at the Café Anglais, where they began regular Friday night remote broadcasts for the BBC. In 1935, Harry married Elizabeth Brooke, better known to his fans as Princess Pearl, who was the daughter of the Rajah of Sarawak. Sarawak is part of Malaysia, situated on the northwest coast of Borneo and is home of the world's oldest rainforest. In 1936, Harry and Princess Pearl starred in Everything Is Rhythm, and the following year in Rhythm Racketeer. In the early 50s, Harry disbanded and was running his own restaurant, but at age 69 led a quartet in London's Lyric Theatre's show, O Clarence. He died in London on February 1st, 1971. Here's Harry Roy.
What do you think you're doing? Troublesome trumpet, take that wicked thing away. Oh, troublesome trumpet, you get me feeling nervy, playing those sweet tunes, always topsy-turvy. Troublesome trumpet, how I wish you wouldn't play. If you don't, it's gonna drive me crazy. Troublesome trumpet, murder on the blue notes, searing my soul with red hot burning blue notes, troublesome trumpet, driving me crazy now.
When you hear the trumpet sound, when you hear the trumpet sound, why it's troublesome trumpet. Oh, play it, boy. Oh, don't be coy. Oh, play it, boy. Yeah! No!
trouble troubles you. Sing, baby, sing. Do you like the birdies sing? Sing, baby, sing. When cold winter comes and they're all out of crumbs, for little birdies they need in. Oh, but they're tired of tweeting. Oh, don't you know, a song a day, babe, keeps mean old Mr. Gloom away. Hard luck don't like music when that sudden swing. So swing when you sing, baby, sing.
Although your eyes convey it, please say it. Let my ears tell my heart it's you. Lover, in your kiss I discover you're mine, you but say it, make my dreams come true. Give me just your love, how happy I could be. Take me, make me your own, and never let me free. So say it, although your heartstrings play it, please say it, let me hear the words I love you.
Bandleader, clarinetist, composer, and vocalist Harry Roy, born January 10, 1900. We began our tribute with Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra, June 5, 1934, and Troublesome Trumpet. Harry Roy himself provided the vocal, and the troublesome trumpeter was Bert Wilton. Next, we heard Harry Roy's Tiger Ragamuffins and Sing Baby Sing. Then it was a Harry Roy original, The Roy Rag, from July 24, 1934. We finished up with pianist Ivor Morton performing double duty as vocalist on Irving Berlin's Say It from 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 13th, marked the birth in Russia in 1884 of Sonia Kalish. You may recognize her as the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker. By the time she was 3, the family had emigrated to the U.S., and at age 10, she was working in her father's restaurant in Hartford, Connecticut, as a singing waitress. At age 16, she married Louis Tuck and had a son, but the marriage failed soon after. She changed her name to Tucker to produce her stage name and moved to New York to pursue a singing career. She started out in burlesque, vaudeville, and cabaret, usually working in blackface. In 1909, she got a job with the Ziegfeld Follies and was a headliner by 1911, able to drop the blackface act in favor of gaudy costumes, traditional Yiddish songs, risque comic songs, ballads, and ragtime numbers. That same year, she made her first recording of the song, which was to become her lifelong theme, Some of These Days, written by composer-pianist Shelton Brooks, who also wrote the Darktown Strutters Ball. In 1919, she made her first appearance on Broadway in Schubert Gaieties, and 2 years later, she hired Ted Shapiro, who for the next 40 years was her musical director and pianist, and who wrote much of her bawdier material. She made the first of many trips to London in 1922 and made her film debut in 1929's Honky Tonk. She made several more films until 1944, including Broadway Melody of 1938 and Thoroughbreds Don't Cry. In her later years, when her voice declined, she specialized in half-sung, half-spoken philosophical songs and monologues, many written by Jack Yellen. Sophie Tucker died in New York on February 9, 1966. Here are three from the last of the Red Hot Mamas.
Thank you. I'm known as the gal who made a tadpole whip a whale. I played a game that brought me fame. From every mouth way down south, you're bound to hear my name. They call me Vamping Sal, the sheep of Georgia. They admit that I'm a vamping fool. I vamp preachers out of Sunday school. All the gals hate the sheep of Georgia. They know they'll all be forgotten when I start vamping through the land of cotton. All the men now and then come to Savannah to see me shake my old bandana. My kissing men can't resist. When I kiss them, they say kiss. They call me Vamping Sal, the sheep of Georgia.
Coated happily for quite a while, mid simple life of country folk. The laddie told the girlie he must go away, and her little heart with grief most broke. She said, you know I love you, honey, I love you best of all. You darling, don't you go away. Just as he went to go, it grieved the girlie so. These words he heard her say. Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. Said I feel so lonely. Oh, cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mama. I'm on these days. Now won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years. I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. No denial, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh babe, think what you're doing, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin after you've gone, after you've gone away.
The last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker with Miff Mull's Molars and After You've Gone from April 11th, 1927. You heard a nice guitar solo in there by Eddie Lang, and Sophie's regular accompanist Ted Shapiro was on piano for that session. After You've Gone was composed by Turner Layton with lyrics by Henry Creamer. Creamer also wrote the lyrics for the first song of that set, Vampin' Sal, the Sheba of Georgia. The music was composed by Lou Pollock. In between, it was Sophie Tucker's theme song, Some of These Days, written by Shelton Brooks. That was recorded by Victor on July 10, 1929, and Sophie was accompanied by an unidentified black band. I'm Glenn Robison, and just in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL Avalon.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week on January 14th in 1939, the CBS radio program Honolulu Bound was heard for the first time. The show featured the Andrews sisters and Phil Baker. Accordionist and comedian Phil Baker was born in 1896 in Philadelphia and started in vaudeville in Ben Burney's orchestra. He was one of radio's most popular performers between 1933 and 1940, and he was a regular on the Fred Allen Show before he became the star of his own weekly comedy variety program, The Phil Baker Show. In 1943, he was the quizmaster of Take It or Leave It. The announcer on Honolulu Bound was Ralph Edwards, and the show was sponsored, appropriately enough, by Dole Pineapple. So to commemorate Honolulu Bound, here are some rapidly rotating records about Hawaii, starting with Jack Hilton.
Thank you. peaceful ocean. You said with emotion, all of my devotion is yours alone. Hawaiian twilight brought us to the love light. In the silvery moonlight, our hearts beat true. There we were caressing, I'll be ever blessing. Dreamy Honolulu. Thank you.
A shining o'er the drowsy blue lagoon. All the balmy air breathes a perfume rare. To be with you there, my heart is pining. Side by side with you in our canoe to go a gliding, while I sing a dreamy tune. Tender words of love to you confiding under Honolulu
Well, there we had three songs about Honolulu, none of which sounded particularly Hawaiian. We began our musical trip to Honolulu with Jack Hilton's band in 1929 and Dreamy Honolulu. Dreamy Honolulu, described on the sheet music as a jazzy waltz song, was written by Russ Johnston and Billy Edwards. They also wrote Virginia, My Hometown Land in 1921 and Pining in 1925, and with others, Russ Johnston wrote By the Blue Pacific and Sleepy Hawaii. Next, it was Miff Mole's Molars once again and Honolulu Blues, written by Nat Goldstein. Although that was an instrumental version, there are words to Honolulu Blues, which were written by Maurice Gunsky. You heard solos in there from Red Nichols on trumpet, Fud Livingston on clarinet and alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and Arthur Schutt on piano. We finished up with Irving Kaufman vocalizing and Sam Lennon leading a band identified on the label as Will Perry and His Orchestra on Honolulu Moon from May 17, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 10th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. He began his career as a movie theater pianist and later as a pianist and musical director for Irving Berlin's stage productions. He moved to Hollywood in 1929 and wrote the scores for films such as College Humor, Too Much Harmony, Hello Everybody, Murder at the Vanities, Thanks a Million, Pennies from Heaven, and Double or Nothing. His most notable collaborators were Sam Coslow, Gus Kahn, and Johnny Burke. Arthur Johnston died in Corona Del Mar, California, on May 1, 1954. Highlights from his catalog include Cocktails for Two, My Old Flame, 1-2 Button Your Shoe, Pennies from Heaven, Song of the South, and these three.
A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. and Tuesday is hidden away in a memory's vultures. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caress taught you. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
and small. Rich man, beggar, or thief, somehow there's no relief. Oh, blues, you're bound to get us all. When you try so hard to smile and life doesn't seem worthwhile, then you can tell you're under the spell of the blues. When you try to sleep, it seems nightmares take the place of dreams, then you can tell you're under the spell of the blues. Some bad omen, like a hoodoo, hovering over my head. Not a jinx, not a voodoo, something much worse. Oh, it's a curse. Shadows chasing after me. Blue skies, why you're laughing at me. Gee, but it's hell when you're under the spell of the blue.
Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, January 26, 1929, and The Spell of the Blues, written by Arthur Johnson, Dave Dreyer, and Herman Ruby. Bing was preceded by The Songbird of the South, Kate Smith, in 1933, and My Queen of Lullaby Land, an Arthur Johnston-Sam Coslow collaboration from the film Hello, Everybody. We began with the Mound City Blue Blowers in 1935 with Nappy Lamar providing the vocal on Thanks a Million from the film of the same name. That was written by Arthur Johnston and Gus Kahn. Composer Arthur Johnston, born January 10th, 1898.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and I Can't Realize, from a Vocalion 78 recorded on January 14, 1925, a little more than 6 months before Coon Sanders Nighthawk Orchestra recorded their version. A group called the Gilt-Edged Four, consisting of Max Goldberg, Al Starita, Sid Bright, and Len Phyllis, recorded I Can't Realize for Columbia in London in June of 1925. And Duke Ellington recorded it in 1930. Next, it was Lud Gluskin and his orchestra recording in Berlin, Germany on January 7th, 1929 at Rodgers and Hart's You Took Advantage of Me. We finished up with Hal Kemp and his orchestra with a vocal by Skinny Ennis on Can't You Hear Me Calling, Caroline. Can't You Hear Me Calling, Caroline was written by William Gardner and Cara Roma and was recorded January 9th, 1930.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.